the question was asked, what does a ger say in the blessing of Shelo Asani Goy? So there are really three opinions here. One opinion says he can say Shelo Asani Goy, because in the end he's not. The second opinion says he should say Shasani Ger, because even though technically God didn't create him a ger, he started off life not Jewish and then he became a ger, but we see that the conversion process is called Asiyah, making. As by Abraham, when Avram and Sarah took in people into monotheism, it's referred to as HaNefesh Asher Asu B'Charan, the souls that they made in Haran. So that's called making a person, so to speak. Becoming a convert is like making, it's like a new creation, so to speak. So that's Shasani Ger. And the third opinion, which seems to be the accepted opinion, says that the ger should just skip that blessing. Meaning he can't say Shelo Asani Goy because God did make him a goy. God put his soul down in a non-Jewish body to begin with. And he can't, and Shasani Ger, so that doesn't really show up in the Shas. So there is an opinion, and that seems to be the accepted opinion, that a convert should just skip that blessing.
It's accepted.